Shimon ben Enes. Rashi Yudiyama the Shari La Kuvid Leka Bior Gedi. Hey, see, goes like Rabbi Shimon ben Enes.
What's the kasha here, really? Udiyama, the sharo la kubid leke and bior gadi.
What? It says he shouldn't put water on it, hastes here. But it's only mutta dafka to be poshed it, and not to put water. So what's on the Gemara? Udiyama krib shirin benenis. That today the Tanakama holds you're allowed to put water, goes like a shirin benenis. Rashi, the sharo la kubid leke bior gadi. He holds you're allowed to put the skin next to the fire to stop it, too, then you can put the water. And the Gemara name, aim of the Yomer Shem Ben Enes of Nei Shul Mecharech of the Grand Kibuy Miyomer. As Mecharech means when you put the skin on one side of the furniture, when the fire gets there, the fire doesn't really burn off the skin. It's only Mecharech. So that doesn't even put out the fire so clearly. Mashaken here, when you're putting water on one side, when the fire gets there, it's mamish going to be called the Grand Kibuy. You're causing the fire to go out. Miyomer, who said it's Mutter? Trashi Grand Kibuy Rashi Ki Hai Gavda Kishemegia Lamayim Kovum. Like here it's a vaday. If you have the fire on your jacket and you want to put water on the other side of the jacket, you know vaday, when the fire will get there, it will go out. So where do you see if Shimon is matir so far? And the Marnei Chanami in. Even that he's matir. Now look, it's mutter. Midiktoni sefer, Rabbi Yossi oisa v'kli cheres chadoshim le'yamayim. Sheni mechoyla makabal es or. Ve mispakoyim mechav nesad leka. Mechlal the Tanakama shari. At the end of the Mishnah, it's only Rabbi Yossi that said this also. The Gemara says you can't put a new earthly keli full of water near the fire, because you know when the fire gets there, it's going to break open the kli and the water will put out the fire. So that's Rabbi Yosef Shita. Mashma Tanakam holds Gram Kibui is Mutter. Now you're allowed to be Gurim to make a Kibui. That's the way we pass. We pass in Gram Kibui is Mutter, but we're more like see it's only the Mokim Seder. It has to be like here by a fire that's ruining something in your house. So you're allowed to put the water on the side, that when the fire gets there, the water will put it out. The Gram Kibuy is Mutter if it's a Mokim Seder. Tana Rabbanan, Ner Shagavi Tavla. You have a Ner, a candle on top of the tablecloth. Is Menairis a Tavla? You're allowed to shake the tablecloth lightly. Vino Phyllis. And then this candle will fall off the tablecloth. Vim Kofsa Kofsa. And while you're doing this, it goes out, it's Mutter. Because you weren't a Chavan to put it out. And it's not a Psikresha, therefore it's Mutter. Trashi Ner Derlik. For the Gemara Eshen, Amri Devei Rabbi Yanai, Amri Devei Rabbi Yanai, Loishon Arela B'Shecheich. L'chur it's a Shaila, how you allowed to touch the tablecloth? If you have candles on top of the tablecloth, L'chur it's a boss, it's a Dov Rosso, it should become Muksa. You have the candles on top of the tablecloth. So for the Gemara, Loishon Arela B'Shecheich, it's only Mutter to say the tablecloth is not Muksa if when you put the candles there, it was Shecheich. I mean, you didn't have das to put it there to leave it there those Shabbos. You put it down Friday, but you thought you'd take it off before Shabbos. And then you forgot it there. So then the tablecloth doesn't become muksan. Abu b'meniach, but if you had das to put these candles down on top of the tablecloth before Shabbos, to leave it there those Shabbos, nasas bosses the roser. Then the tablecloth becomes muksan, because it's a bosses to the candle, and then you can't even shake the tablecloth. Shashiyelo b'shochach b'shochachom b'bajoyim. You forgot the candle on the tablecloth from before Shabbos. El ala tavla shleimi das. Abu maniach nasis tavla bosses of roser. If you put your lechter on top of tablecloth midas like we do, leave it on Shabbos, is we also la tavla kadei lenari. Then it will be awesome. But it's only providing you don't have anything else on top of the tablecloth. Usually we make it because usually beginning of Shabbos we have something else on the tablecloth besides the lechters. You have the challah, you have something dover heter. That's called bosses of dover osa, dover mutter, it doesn't become muksa. So our tablecloths usually are not muksa, because you don't only have the lechtes, you also have something else. But if you only have the lechtes on top of the tablecloth, then even the tablecloth will become muksa. You wouldn't be allowed to touch the tablecloth on Shabbos. So here, it did become muksa, because you didn't have that to leave it there. So that's the chiddush, you're allowed to shake the tablecloth lightly, and make the candle fall off, providing a sign of segregation. Tona. Ner Shachuri Hadelis. If you have a candle and the back of the door is Paseach Vener Kadakri, you're allowed to open the door and close the door regularly. Vim Kofsa Kofsa. If it happens, it happens. Why? Because you're not Mechavan to put out the fire, and by the Pasha is not a Psegresha. So the Marnein, Layat Dolor Rav. Rav gave the call that somebody did like this. Shrashia call ha-murim came. Whoever paskin, you'll have to leave a candle on the back of the door and then open and close the door on Shabbos, Rav held was also. Omle Ravin l'Rav. Ravin yes kasha to Rav. To Rav Acha. Brei the Rovo. V'yam v'lo Rav Acha brei the Rovo Rav Ashi. My time alayet olo Rav. Why did Rav paskin in this case is also? What's wrong with putting the candle in the back of the door? Ilayma mishum the Rav sovo lo Rav Yehuda. If you want to tell me, because Rav holds like Rav Yehuda, that holds what? The Dov Hashem in his Kavin is also. Here also, you have the candle on the back of the door. So the same now, it's also to open and close the door. Because when you open and close the door, Mistam, you're going to put out the fire. But you're not Mechavim to put out the fire. It happens by itself. So the Chura, we hold like Rav Shimon, and the Mechavim is Mutter. Now why does Rav say it's also? Because Rav holds like Rav Yehuda. For the Gemara, V'etana ketone lo Rav Shimon, Mishum the Rav Sovu lo Rav Yehuda, called the Toni Rav Shimon, Melet Layit? Lay, Mishver. If Rav says it didn't because he holds like Rav Yehuda. So our Tana that said it's Mutter, the Echel holds like Rav Shimon. So how can Rav gives a clone if you pass like Rav Shimon? Good, you Rav can hold like Rav Yehuda l'chumra, hold any Meskavin as also. But you know there's Rav Shimon sheet that holds any Meskavin as Mutter. And we pass like Rav Shimon. So why did Rav give a clone to somebody who was Meir Halacha to say, you're allowed to put the candle on the back of the door and open and close the door? And to come up, push it. Omalei, so it's Rav name. But in this case, Afilo Rav Shimon Moida. Even Rav Shimon is Moida that it's also. Why? Do Abaye v'Rova d'Amar Tavayu? Moide Rav Shimon v'Psik Reisha v'Lo Yomis. That Psik Reisha means something has to happen. The most of you chop off the chicken's head, it has to die. You can't say I'm chopping off the head, I'm not killing you. Here also, if you put the candle on the back of the door, when you open and close the door, the Psik Reisha, the fire has to go out. If the fire has to go out, then there's no Ptur of Dover Shein Meskav V'Nam Mechav to put out the fire. But something that has to happen, that's also. When you open the door and close the door, you're causing a wind to come, so that wind is going to put out the fire. Vadim etosu. Om Rav Yehuda, poiseach odom delis kineged madura. If you have a fire in your house, a madura, a heat fire, what do you call this? A torch. You have a fire in your house that's a normal fire, not burning the house. Just your wood fire. You have to keep the fireplace. Have a fireplace in the house. Now you want to open the door near the fireplace. So Rav holds you're allowed to. For seich odom delas the door kneged madura b'shabbes. The other was muta. Shrashi kneged madura v'yafa pish shiruach menasheva sumavir or. The hur it's good. When the wind comes in now, a blow make the fire burn stronger. And you'll have more heat in the house. So hur it's a good zach. Still Rav Reb Yehuda hold was muta. So the moral liet olo abaya. Abaya said no. Gave the klolo. I cursed. Abaya hold it's awesome. That you can't do this. What are we talking about? When you open the door, there's a normal wind that's coming in. My time of the mandi yosa. Why should it be yosa? Shrashi, my time of the mandi yosa. Ain't derech lahav at ruach mitzuya. A normal wind, the normal outside wind, doesn't cause a fire to burn up. It doesn't make the coals burn. So zicha, not a psikration. There's only a normal weather outside. It's not a psikration. By opening the door, the wind will come in and make the fire become bigger. So you're not mechavin for that. Somebody should buy mutter. Talking about outside now. There's a hurricane and strong winds are coming in. It's my time of the mandashori. How could anybody be matter? When you open that door, it's a psik ratio, the wind is going to come in and blow up the fire. So you made a fire to get bigger. And Gemara le'elam ruach mitzuya. Masav the gazrina, masav the gazrina. In the Chanami, it's interesting. Abaye said lie to gave the klolov because he held such a gzera. He held you can't open up the door even in normal weather. His gzera maybe will open it up when there's a big wind. Right. Oisin mechitzen. The first thing I said, the Chur, we pass like Abaye. So he says, "Mikmas sove gazrinim hilkach tzoruch lizor." You have to be careful. Shlo liftaya chadel lufnei hamadura. If you have your torch, if you have your fireplace in front of the door, you shouldn't open up the door on Shabbos. Then afilu bruch mitsuyi, even if you have only normal weather. To alaya to lay abaya. To have a basroi. Rabaya was the basroi here, which paskin like abaya. V'hanim milik eshem madura ktsas kroy veitz ladelus. It's only when the fire is mamish right near the door. That's like it's come out, you see the wind coming in and putting on the fire. But if normal, the fire plays a little bit away, then you don't have to be mocked. Then you can open up the door. Fight oisin mechitz, the Mishnah says. The moral of the main rule, the Chura, the Rabbon, and Savvi, Gran, Kiba, Mutter. That's the machlokes. Rabbi Yosi saw the gram kibi yosar. That in the Mishnah, the Tanakhama says, Mash milada make a mechitza full of kelim, and inside the kelim you have water, even though they're new earthly keli, that you know when the fire comes in a bust of keli, and the water will put out the fire, Tanakhama says, that's mutter. That's only called the gram kibi. You're not doing it directly, you're only causing a kibi to happen, that's mutter. We have Yaisi Sovar, gram kibi is awesome. For the Gemara, we hear just the opposite. The Tanya, oisin mechitza bekelim rekonim. You're allowed to make a mechitza with empty kelim, over malayim, and who are then if they're filled up with water. Avadavka shein dakin l'shtabir. Only kelim that are strong kelim that won't break when the fire comes there. The elo malayim shein dakin l'shtabir. These are full kelim that are not there to break. Kli matchis, metal keli. That's all Tanakama. We have Yosi Oimer, Av Kli Kfar Shichin, O Kli Kfar Chananya. He's a type of earthly keli. But Rabbi Yosi is a Mekel. He says even these type of earthly keli, these type of clay, keli made from clay, is called strong keli that won't break. So you see, Rabbi Yosi is a bigger Mekel than Tanakama. Forget from what we're saying. So Rashi, Av Kli Kfar Shichin means cheres, this type of an earthly keli. It's made from this type of dirt. Chozek is strong dirt there. V'yein mishtar, but doesn't break if it gets close to the fire. Alma the Rabbi Yosi, the ground kibu tfei mekum the rabbanon. You see, Rabbi Yosi is a bigger mekum. He's saying, what's called strong kelim? Even this type of earthly kelim is called strong kelim. You see, he's more mekum than the rabbanon. The chitayim was at Gemara Epoch, after change around the views of now Mishnah. Mas Nitzin. Rabbi Yosi the Braisa, the Reim Koma. But then really Rabbi Yosi now Mishnah holds ground kibu is mutter. And the Rabbanon hold that saucer. And the bright said that Rabbi Yosi said is only mutter with strong kalim. Mashma, it's not strong kalim, it's osir. That's only the Reim, the Rabbanon Kormer. As you, Rabbanon, say it's only mutter with strong kalim, so Rabbi Yosi, these kalim are also considered strong kalim. But really, Rabbi Yosi Shitri is, you have to change around in the Mishnah. And Rabbi Yosi holds Gram Kibi is mutter. And the Rabbanon holds Gram Kibi is also. But the Gemara can't say that. Or me mot is Afkas law, can you change it around? Vom Rab about Tachlifa Mishmei the Rav, man tan the Gram Kibi also. Who's the one that says Gram Kibi is also? Rabbi Yosi. You see, Klor, our Mishnah is Bediuk. Rabbi Yosi is the Shitri holds Gram Kibi is also. And we don't pass on Rabbi Yosi. We pass on the Tanakama, or Gram Kibi is mutter. Don't change around the Braisa and the Mishnah. Oh, Braisa, Kula Rabbi Yosi. This whole Braisa goes according to Rabbi Yosi. The Chusur Mechsa, something's missing. Vochikton, this is the Pshan of Braisa. Oisin Mechitza, Bekelem Rekonel, Uvim Leim, Shem Dakam, Mishtaber. You're allowed to make a Mechitza on Shabbos to protect the fire from Kelem, empty Kelem, because then it's not going to make a gram, it won't put the fire out. Or if you have Kelem full of water, it can only be strong Kelem that don't break. There's only according to Rabbi Yosi Shita, Rabbi Yosi holds Gram Kibbutz also. Now the bride says, V'eluhem kelim shen dakel mishtaber, what's considered strong kelim? Kli matches, a metal kli. O kli kfa shichin, o kli kfa chananya, nami ain't dakel mishtaber. It's like one man the yamam. These kelim are also strong kelim that won't break, it won't cause the Gram Kibbutz. So Rabbi Yosi, I'm Rabbi Yosi, the one that says, Av kli kfa shichin, o kli kfa chananya, ain't dakel mishtaber. Mele the kids said, that's Rabbi Yosi Shita, he's staying so brisa, and he holds Gram Kibbutz is osur. So you only allowed to put the mechitza of kelim that are empty, have no water, or else if they have water, there has to be strong kelim that the fire won't break them. So you're not going to cause a kibui, that's what's mutter. For the Gemara, for Rami the Rabbon, not Rabbonim, unless you're steering the Rabbonim though. Old Rami the Rabbi Yosi, and Rabbi Yosi, steering the Rabbi Yosi, and Rabbi Yosi. The Bible coming out, Rabbi Yosi holds Gram Kibbutz is osur, and the Rabbon holds Gram Kibbutz is mutter. We have a theory now, the Tanya. Hare Shahoyu Shane Kosovo Absorbe. Somebody had on his hand Hashem's name. Yudke Vovke was written on his hand. Hare Zel Lo Yirchot. He's not going to take a shower with this person. He can't wash his hands. Vola Yisav. He can't smear his hands with oil. Vola Yamav Mokim Atinoifus. He can't stand in a Mokim Atinoifus with a schmutz. Why? Because he has Hashem's name here. Nizdanin Lo Tfilosh Mitzvah. What about it comes about Kerry? Or else she's Nisha. It happens on Nisha. She's Nida. She has to go to the Mikvah. Is dam not feel show mitzvah? What's the answer? Kerech ole agami to put around your hand a piece of leaf, a gami of a leaf. The yerut like cover up Hashem's name, and you can be toivel. Yerut v'toivel. That's the Tanakama. We have yoisi yoim in name liyoylam yerut v'toivel kedarkui. You don't have to worry about anything. Go down and be toivel kedarkui. Or bevach lo yeshavshif. Abi, you don't have kavoni. You're not rubbing off Hashem's name. That's mutter. The Chur, what's Pshat Rabbi Yosi? Because only at the Gram Kibui, you're not directly erasing Hashem's name, you're just putting your hand in water. And by itself, it happens, it gets a Kibui, by helps, it gets Mechika. Mechika happens by itself. So you see, Rabbi Yosi is a Mekul, and the Rabbanon hold its Osir. So we hear in our Mishnah by Gram Kibui saying the Surah Pumfaker. And the Gemara, there's no Tushtel. Shani Hosom, the Yom HaKroah, the Postik says, V'yavadetem Eshmo Min HaMokem Ahu. It was by a getchka, by a voide zora, you're supposed to be ma'abid the shum of the voide zora. But the Pasuk says, lo yisasun kein la'Hashem lekechem. But you're not allowed to do the same thing to Hashem. That means if you have Hashem's name written someplace, you're not allowed to erase Hashem's name. So the pshat is, asiyuhu the osir. The terrorist says, klo, what's osir? Taking an eraser and erasing the Hashem's name. Of a gromer shari. Here the hechach, even according to Rabbi Yosi, a gromer's mutter. Just to put your hand that has Hashem's name written on your hand into water. You're not doing a mice erasing it. It happens by itself. You're only gurmid. That's mutter. For the gemara, ihochi. Ochi nami. The same pshat is by meleches by Shabbos. Ksiv, the posik says by Shabbos, loisase kol melocha. You're not allowed to do malach, which means you can't do one of the lamates malachis. So we dashin, asiyahu diyosa. The Torah only said you can't do a malach. Of the grom is shari. As I paskin, so we paskin. But the raisa for sure. And any single malach, if you only a gram, you only gurm it happen, it's mutter with the raisa. And the Ramah says, even with the rabban, it's mutter the mokam seder. Where it's a hefstin involved, you're losing something, then it's mutter to be gurm a malach. So Khuri here also should be mutter to make a gram kibui. After Gemara Nechnami, with the rice about you right. Now Mitoich Shodim Boil on the Moinoi. He shares lay also lechvuye. It's like a gzeru. That's what Rabbi Yosi is machmer. Now Mishnah, it's only with the Rabbanon he's machmer. He also you can't make the mechitza full of kelim, full of water, because when the fire gets there, it'll bust the kelim and the water put it out to the gram kibui. It's only gzeru that it's also taka, because we're afraid you come to put out the fire directly. For the Mori Hochi Kash Rabbanon on the Rabbanon. Ozoi have a three in Rabbanon's though. But Mahosom the Odom Boil Amamoinoi. Shari Maduch in our Mishnah. The Rabbanon amati you to make the Mechitza full of Kalim, full of water. Even though when the fire comes there, the fire will bust the Kalim and the water will put out the fire. You're doing the Gram Kibui. Still the Rabbanon say it's Mutter, and we're not afraid. You come to be Fatumut and put out the fire directly. Ozoi Hochel a Kolshchein. Ozoi here when somebody has Hashem's name written in his hand, and he has to be table in the Mikvah, shouldn't it for sure be Mutter Groma? You're only making a gram mechika. You're not being mechik mamish. Avada should be mutter according to Rabbanon. There's a theory of the Rabbanon. And the more of a tizgrua, esa kasha. What do the Rabbanon say? The Rabbanon say you should put a leaf over Hashem's name. For the more, hi gami hechidami. What type of leaf are you putting over Hashem's name? Either mahadik, if you're putting it tight or long your hand, that's going to stop the water from coming there. You're not making the mechikam. Kevi chatzitza. You can't be table then. You want to go to the mikvah. You can't like tie, paste down a leaf on your hand. It's a chatzitza. Either loy mahadik elam, ma, you're not making it too tight. Or vizoy ayo be maya. Or vizoy, the water's going to come in. Is chatzitza, yeah. So the kiss of chitza, what are you doing now? So you're not putting it too tight. All right, we'll soon connect what there it is. For the more chatzitza, you want to go chatzitza, table le mishum diyoi, for anyway, it's shver. Have this guy be table, he has Hashem's name written on his hand, he has the ink. So the chur let the ink be chatzitza, and the gemara b'leichet, it's not dried up, it's wet. The Tanya, hadam v'yadiyoi, hadvash v'yacholim, yaveshim choytzin. If they dried up on your hand, that's called a chatzitza. Lachem ain't choytzin. But when they're only wet, they're not choytzis. So after Ksiva Hashem's name, there's no chatzitza. Now the kasha was, mikol mokom kasha. What do you gain by putting the gami over it? Elo amar rabba v'rav sheila, haino tamayad rabbonim, to ksarvi osa lama v'fnei Hashem orim. Take a different halacha. Als yetzim gram kibui is take a mutter. You have Hashem's name on your hand, you are allowed to put your hand in the water. Aye, the water is going to make a mechika, it's only a gram. That's what Rabbi Yosi said, you should put a leaf over your hand, he means put it there very lightly. Don't be mahadik, there's no chatzitza. What's the purpose? Because he holds you're not allowed to stand undressed, naked in front of Hashem's name. So that's why he's supposed to put a leaf over Hashem's name. That Hashem's name should be covered up while you're being tabled in the mikvah, it shouldn't be near your body that's armed. No sound Rabbi Yosi saw the mutlam of Hashem orim. Abizayi called Rabbi Yosi shver. That's a good svara. Rabbi Yosi should also ask, you shouldn't be allowed to stand undressed, near your hands that has Hashem written on it. And the Gemara, the Monach Yodi Alei, Enechnami. Rabbi Yair tells about you have to cover up with the other hand. Was on the Rabban and Nami, the Menach Yodi Alei. Let Rabban also just say, cover it up with the other hand, not tight, very loosely. So Tfilah is good, and you're covering up Hashem's name. So tomorrow, Zimna de Mishtali Bishakulei. Sometimes you forget, and you take away your hand, he'll be uncovered. For the marvels of Rabbi Yosi, Nami Zim the Mishnah of Yisrael. Because Rabbi Yosi also lets me be afraid. El iti iki gami hochi nami. The shal is avad. If you have a leaf there, everybody's masking. The best answer is put the leaf over your hand. Hochi, but my askinon la duri agami. The shal is we don't have a leaf here. You have to run and try and find the leaf. The Lord in Tzav reads, Tfilo bizman alav mitzvah. They all, there's no mitzvah to be toivul punk today. So melo madrinim. You allow to go and run after it. Rabbi Yosi, so it's Tfilo bizman a mitzvah. Right, let's stop. Yeah, the Kufkof Allah folding on top. So really we're holding the Shaila here. Everybody holds that a gram kibui is mutter, and the same thing, a gram machikir is also mutter. Here the Shaila was, you had Hashem's name written on your hand, and you have to go to the mikvah. So when you put your hand in the mikvah, the water is going to erase Hashem's name. So Midiraisa and even Midirabon, really that's mutter, because only a gram machikir, gram machikir is mutter. Now what's the machlekes if you have to cover it up with a leaf or not? The Rabbi Yosi says use a gami. The Rabbanan say you don't have to use a gami. His pshat is you shouldn't be tovel like be undressed in front of Hashem's name. He's also to cover it up. So Rabbanan said it's enough to cover with your hands. The Rabbi Yosi says no, you have to run after dafka to get a leaf, to put a leaf on top of it, because leaf is better. So Mara says what's the machlekes? If you have a leaf, everybody's asking it's better to use a leaf. No, the case is we don't have a leaf. Are you mechuyev to run after a leaf or not? Rabbanan Tzav reads, Tfilah bizmana lav mitzvah.